So what happens when one of the world's greenest countries tries to take on one of the world's most infamous fishing practices? What happens is the bad guys win, at least for now. We're talking about shark finning. It's a practice that's widely condemned. A shark is caught and its fins are cut off to be used in soup. The rest of the fish goes back into the water alive. And one country where this is happening a lot, you might be surprised to hear, is Costa Rica, a nation that tries to be a global model of environmental stewardship. Reporter Shannon Service has the story.
If you want to learn how to smuggle shark fins into port in Costa Rica, ask Captain Jose Calderon.
When the inspectors came to check the freezers, they'd never check the engine room because there's nothing to see there, so we'd just hide all the fins in the engine room.
Shark finning has been illegal in Costa Rica since 2005, but the law didn't stop Calderon. Once inspectors figured out his engine room dodge, he resorted to a more conventional tactic. He paid them off.
It was easy. It was really easy.
Calderon says he's out of the shark finning business now, but with a large fin still fetching big money in places like Hong Kong, the incentive for others is strong. Those others often head here, to Cocos, a lush island 300 miles off Costa Rica's Pacific coast. The rich waters around Cocos are off-limits to shark fishing of any kind, but that's done little to stop it.
Este es para tiburón, y este otro es para atún.
Ranger Hinier Golfin shows me two big fishing hooks, one for shark and one for tuna. He's a Fidel Castro lookalike who's in charge of protecting Cocos.
Last year in September, we confiscated 200 miles of fishing line and 7,000 buoys.
Golfin's team has collected so much illegal gear that they've built a jangly suspension bridge out of it over a stream behind the ranger station. Golfin says all those ropes, nets, and hooks are just a small fraction of what's out there, and that his small team is overwhelmed by the fleet of pirate boats. But he says the biggest threat to sharks is actually Costa Rica's top fisheries agency, Incopesca.
We can't do our jobs as rangers. If I go to the fisheries board and say, okay, well, we need this sanction to do this or this, they say, oh no, don't do that. You'll get my boats in trouble.
Golfin isn't the only one frustrated by the fisheries agency. So is Costa Rica's Vice Minister of Waters and Oceans, Jose Lino Chavez López. It's Chavez's job to protect the marine environment, but he says it's difficult because the fisheries agency doesn't share information. The agency is independent and doesn't answer to anyone.
And there's a conflict of interest, since most of the board comes from the fishing industries.
Others are more pointed in their criticism. They say Costa Rica's top fisheries cops often seem to protect the criminals. Conservationist Randall Arouse helped push for the anti-finning law. It says sharks must come into port whole, with fins attached to their bodies, so fishermen can't just cram their boats full of fins.
But then Incopesca says, oh, wait a minute. According to the dictionary, attached means you can take it off and put it back together again.
So agency inspectors looked the other way, as what Arouse calls Frankenstein sharks poured into port with lots of fins sewn onto just a few bodies.
We took this to the Costa Rican state attorney, and the state attorney right away said, no, fins attached means naturally attached.
So Arouse says boats then started landing with fins attached to only the spines. Arouse says Incopesca, overseeing fishing, is like Dracula taking care of the blood bank. Not surprisingly, agency board members see things differently. Board member Mauricio González acknowledges that there is room for improvement, but he waves off the concerns of activists like Randall Arouse.
They thrive on foreign money. The more problems they find, the more problems they make up, the more money they get.
Critics say González himself was implicated in illegal shark fishing near Cocos, a charge that he denies. Oceans Minister Jose Chavez says the government is trying to tighten the screws on finning, but he admits changes are slow to come. That's clear in Punta Arenas, the Pacific port where Captain Calderon used to smuggle in his illicit catch. Today, A tuna boat is offloading about a dozen frozen sharks. Workers toss the big fish onto the dock and hack off their icy fins. It's up to Inspector David Casillo to ensure the fins arrived naturally attached. He also boards the boat to make sure there's nothing left in its cargo holds. It all takes less than 5 minutes. Remembering what Captain Calderon told me, I ask him about the engine room. The engine room, he says? No, we never go in there. For the world, I'm Shannon Service.
That report was prepared in partnership with the Food and Environment Reporting Network. Shannon sent us some terrific photos from Costa Rica. We've posted a slideshow at PRI.org.